And we want to welcome you back tonight into our show as we continue with the fastest 2 hours in radio. Once again, we're going to head into the Big 12 Conference. We're going to talk some women's basketball. It's always a pleasure to have joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Quicken Loan Studios, Oklahoma's head women's basketball coach, Sherry Cole. Hi, Coach Cole. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Always fast and furious around here at Yahoo Sports Radio. But we wanted to pause and get some inventory on your team up to this point in this season. The Sooner women currently, for all of our listeners tonight, you guys stand at 11-6 in the Big 12 Conference play. You're 2-2, and you recorded a very nice win last Saturday at the Lloyd Noble Center at home against K-State, and you got the bounce back after those two tough overtime losses. Sherry, one thing, since I've followed your program for so many years, you guys do a really great job of assembling a team that has high-level competitors and expectations. And the great thing about that win against K-State was you were able to get the reprieve and the bounce back, and you guys are back on track.
Well, you know, at the beginning of the Big 12 conference schedule, when it first came out, when they released it in September, I looked at it and I said, why don't we have a bye week in January? Oh, you know, you need it deeper in conference season when you're worn out, you're tired. And little did I know that it came in exactly, it would come at exactly the right time. We lost those two overtime games. We are literally a layup and a rebound away from being undefeated in Big 12 play. And those things affect you mentally, emotionally, on every level, even physically. They just deplete you. And I think our kids, when we played Kansas State on Saturday night, our kids, I never felt like we were going to lose the game, never felt like we were in jeopardy of anything, but I felt like our kids were just ready to get it over with so that they could get their legs back under them. And I understand that entirely. So the break came at exactly the right time. We took a couple of days off, and then we came back on Tuesday and were refreshed and physically sharper and mentally sharper and emotionally more engaged. Yesterday was a fantastic practice, so you never know how those things will work out, but that break came at exactly the right time for our team.
Very big expectations in the preseason. You guys are the favorite in the Big 12 as we talk about Oklahoma women's basketball. Sherry, what is the key to winning those close games when it's coming down to one and two possessions?
You know, I think we had only lost seven overtime games in 17 years, and then we've lost three this season. So I think sometimes if you're not careful, you can get in a situation where when the game gets tight, the players get tighter. And that when you go to overtime and you win, then you have the sense that the next time you go to overtime, oh, you're going to win. This is what we do.
Yeah.
If you go to overtime and you don't win, then you have a sense the next time you play, uh-oh, we've been here before. We got to change it this time. And that's sort of the position that our guys are in. Was certainly the case in the Texas game, and we just had wide open looks, and then we missed free throws in overtime, and just, I mean, Texas made one field goal in overtime and beat us. It was just one of those things where we couldn't find our way out of the forest for all the trees, and I think you have to have something good happen. Like, you got to get a good bounce, you got to get a great play, you got to have some little thing has to go your way and sort of switch the mindset, and hopefully you play well enough so that you keep yourself out of every game coming down to the final possession, so that you keep yourself out of those super, super pressurized situations. And you do that by doing little things right and making routine plays along the way.
You were listening to the voice of Sherry Cole, Oklahoma's head women's basketball coach. And, you know, I thought it was interesting, Sherry, your standout guard, Erin Ellenberg, she talked about staying in the present, learning to be in the moment. I'm sure that's a message that you work really hard at getting across to your team to help them refocus.
Oh, it's a natural outgrowth of being in tight games and being in tough situations. Is when you're tight and you want to do everything right, then you tend to think about the play that just happened and the play that's about to happen instead of the play that's happening right now, and you can't carry those things. And we have the same within our program to do the next right thing. You can't do anything about the play that just happened. All you can do is the next right thing. And sometimes that's an easier thing for kids to do than for others. I think for freshmen it's really, really hard because the game goes too fast for them anyway. That's one of the problems, one of the tough things about being a freshman is the speed of the game and what it looks like and what they see. And if you can calm kids down and get them not only in the possession that they're in, but in
the actual physical thing that they're doing within that possession. For example, jumping the ball on defense. Can they focus on just that piece of it? And that's discipline. That's habit. That's doing things over and over and over. You train yourself not only to jump to the ball, you train yourself to be present and be in the moment. So it's a little bit of a work in progress, but I'll tell you this, our guys are working at it, and they're getting better at it, and that's all you can ask.
Absolutely, and it's so nice you're talking about the timing of having a week off. You've had the chance to refine some things in practice as you prepare for a big road game at West Virginia, and then 3 days later, you guys head up to Hilton Coliseum in Ames to face Iowa State. What has been, Sherry, for your team, what's the biggest area of concern that you guys needed to clean up?
Well, I think... it's hard to point to just one thing. You go back and in one game it's this thing and you fix that, and then in the next game it's this thing and you fix that. When we played Texas, the glaring stat was how many rebounds we gave up. Well, we gave up about 6 inches per position on the floor. So I don't know that that stat, as glaring as it appears on paper, really made that much of a difference in the game. In that game, it was turnovers. We turned the ball over way too much. Previous games, a couple of games before Christmas, it was shot selection. We cleaned that up, and now we're taking better shots, but we're turning the ball over more en route to getting those better shots. We cleaned up the turnover thing in the first half against Kansas State, and then had a few late. So it's sort of a myriad of things, and I think it all boils back offensively. Taking great shots and getting a few second chance opportunities, because those are such big momentum plays. They take such pressure off your shooters and off your scorers, and those are different sometimes. But if you know that you're going to have a shot at getting the ball back, and you know, like every third possession, you're going to get more than one attempt at it. Well, it's just a different feel when you shoot the ball. Mm-hmm. So if I had to choose just one element of the game that I think could give us the most mojo and have the most effect, not only on that possession, but on our demeanor and our energy level and our life in a game, I would say it would be more offensive rebounds.
Well, one young lady that is giving you a lot of mojo is such a dynamic player to watch is your guard, Erin Ellenberg, against Texas. What lit it up 37 points, and she's leading the Big 12 in threes. Share with our listeners tonight how she just continues to evolve as a player, and I know she's very special.
Well, Vegas has the ability to create her own shot, and there aren't a lot of prolific three-point shooters who do that. Most of your great, great three-point shooters need a ball screen. They need a down screen. They need a jet screen. They need a staggered. They need a pin. They need something to be able to get open, and Vegas can get open on her own because she's quick and has just an uncanny release. She also has a quick little jump stop, and she jumps away from people. It's hard to get to her shot. She does a really, really good job of getting the ball up over bigger, longer defenders. So she gets a lot of her threes in transition, which I think if I were preparing to defend us, that would be where I would be most worried about her, because you can't predict where she's going to be or where that shot's going to come from, and that's probably her most dangerous. We run some stuff in the half court to get her wide open looks, but she's really better when she doesn't know they're coming. She really is. She's just an instinctual shooter. Reminds me a little bit of Rosalind Ross in that regard. But she just has an uncanny knack for putting the ball in the basket, and she's streaky like most great shooters are. When she gets going, she hits two or three. Look out, because it's going to pour.
Sherry, what are you seeing from your center, from Nicole Griffin this year?
You know, Nick has had good halves and good stretches, and I don't know that she's necessarily had more than a couple complete games this year. She's really been trying to become a more focused rebounder. That's never been a strong suit of hers. She is demanding the ball more, and I think catching and scoring with greater confidence than she has in the past. And I think that's going to be really critical down this middle stretch of Big 12 play. I think you got to have a place where you can throw the ball and know you're going to get something. And in the Kansas State game, we were able to go to her, and they fouled her. They had to foul her to keep her from scoring, and she made 10 free throws. So that's great. If we have somewhere where we can throw the ball and get something, whether it's a field goal or an opportunity to go to the free throw line, I think that helps us dimensionally on the offensive end.
Well, Sherry, we sincerely appreciate you joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio. Good luck on the big road trip, and I look forward to seeing you here in just a couple weeks at our reunion, okay?
Yeah, I just checked this morning and saw that you were planning on coming in. It'll be great to have you here.
Thank you so much. I hope the weather works works out too.
It will. We'll cross our fingers and our toes.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Sherry.
See you soon. Thank you.
And a very special thank you, of course, to Sherry Cole, Oklahoma's head women's basketball coach, Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment, taking time to preview the AFC, the NFC, all the action. It is an awesome weekend in the NFL with a doubleheader. Also, from the New York Knicks, Tina Servasio McKerney, the sideline reporter, and Tom Flores, the former head coach of the Oakland Raiders, Alvin Adams with the Phoenix Suns, and Bill Rabinowitz. Be sure and join us each and every weekend right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. And we want to invite you guys to join us at Twitter at @eradiosports. Don't drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend.